Welcome back to the Metro on Super Talk Jackson. That's 97.3. I'm your host, Rebecca Turner. We are continuing the conversation with Jimmy Nichols. He's with Grab You One Outfitters. They are fixing to have their 12th annual Snake Grabbing Rodeo. It's going to be on Lake Washington this coming Saturday, June the 5th, and it is benefiting Madison PD Officer Corey Ray and his family. So take us to this event, because I'm looking at the flyer now, and good googly moogly, you guys have got it packed with some big names.
Yeah, we're very fortunate. And back to that, on the 10th annual rodeo, I was fortunate enough to meet Cy Robertson from Duck Dynasty down at an event in Laurel. And at that event also, Cy was traveling with a guy that handles all his business or sets up all his stuff for him, a guy named Philip McMillan. And Philip and I had chatted and talked a little bit and exchanged phone numbers. So jump forward a little bit, and I kind of hinted, you know, that, hey, you know, you think Uncle Cy might one day just ride up to our snake grabbing rodeo? He said, no. He said, Cy's scared of snakes. So I said, he got to get around snakes. So I said, well, we'll talk later, right? So jump forward a little time. I don't know how long it was, but so I called Philip up one day and I said, look, I said, I'm doing this benefit, or we're doing this benefit, and we raise money to help various organizations, and kind of like what Cy does. Cy travels all over the country raising money for children homes. So, I mean, he's a super nice guy too, by the way. So I called him and I said, hey, look, come on. I said, if you can get him up here, I promise you he won't be around any snakes. He'll be, you know, totally – and I said, he won't even see a snake if he don't want to see one. He said, all right, well, we're going to send you a contract, and it's got to be in the contract that Cy won't see a snake. So kind of a joke at first, but he was serious. Cy hates a snake. So anyway, Cy came up to the 10th annual rodeo, which, you know, Cy Robertson comes up, it naturally pulls in a few more people. So jump to the 11th annual rodeo. I called him and said, hey, you think he'd come back next year? And he said, yeah, he loved it. He'll be there. So Cy comes back last year, but we have Ashley Jones from Swamp People, who's from here in Mississippi. And so Ashley comes with Cy and does a meet and greet and hangs out, you know, with us at the event. And of course, people start looking. Well, you got Duck Dynasty, now you got Swamp People here. So this year, when I was getting everything ready for the rodeo, I reached out to Cy again. I said, hey, look, I said, I'm going to bug you one more time. Would you? He said, yeah, I'll be there. I mean, it's just like every time we've talked to him, he said, I'll be there. I'll clear the calendar for that. I'll be there. So Cy's coming back, and Ashley was coming back because she enjoyed the thing last year, and it helped us, and she likes helping people, obviously. So Ashley says, yeah, I'm coming. She said, but what do you think about us bringing Ronnie? And I said, you talking about Ronnie from your show, right? She said, yeah. I said, well, what do you mean? What I think about it? Of course.
Yeah.
And I said, you think he'd come? She said, yeah, he'll come. You know, Ronnie loves this type of stuff, and sure, he'll come. So now I got Cy, Ronnie, and Ashley. And so I took a trip down to New Orleans with a friend of mine, Cal Cockrell and Sherry, Jim Armstrong, some other people. We were down in New Orleans, and we were sitting around talking. I was telling them, you know, a little bit about, you know, they kind of knew who was coming. We were talking about that. And Kyle looked at me and said, well, you want me to get Mike Cockrell to come? And at first I was like, Mike Cockrell, I know the name, but I couldn't figure it out. He said, you know, from Moonshiners. And I said, from the TV show Moonshiners. I said, yeah. And I hadn't really thought about it. I said, wait a minute, Cockrell. I said, hi, y'all can't? He said, yeah, it's my cousin. He said, I said, what do you think it'll take?
Of course it is.
Yeah. I said, what do you think it'll take to get him here? He picks up the phone, calls him, and hands me the phone. And so right there, sitting at a table in New Orleans, Cockrell agrees to come. So now we got Cy, Ronnie, and Ashley, and we got Mike Cockrell from Moonshiners. So Mike calls me back a couple days later and says, hey, Buzz, let me ask you this. What do you think about me bringing my partner, Hillbilly Red? And I'll be honest, I didn't know who the devil Hillbilly Red was. Never heard of him myself, personally. And he said, man, he's all over TikTok. He's got, you know, a huge following on TikTok. He's also done, I think, some of the Moonshiner stuff with him on the show. And I said, yeah, what the heck? So now you got, you know, those five coming. Well, I'm talking to the Cockrells again, and he says, well, what about our buddy down in Mize who was on Forged in Fire? Won the show in, I think, 2020. He won the TV show Forged in Fire. I said, well, you think he'll come? You know, said that again, and of course he'll come. So we reach out to Brian. He agrees to come. And then, of course, Brad Cooney from one of the number one streaming paranormal documentaries, I think, in the nation right now, maybe even in the world.
The House in Between.
Yeah, The House in Between, who is Brad's a native, I think, of Rankin County area. Mm-hmm. I'm not exactly sure where he's from, but he lives in Rankin County. Now, anyway, Brad called and said, hey, look, I see you got all these people coming. He said, we'll come too. So I'm like, crap, okay. So now I got Brad coming, and then a few days later he called and said, hey, my partner John Bullard's coming. And I was like, gosh, you know
what?
Do you
have a big enough stage?
I don't know. I don't, honestly, it's kind of, I'm shooting from the hip. I don't know what we're going to do with them. I'll be honest with you. I mean, I don't know how we're going to set it up yet. I'm still trying to figure that out.
You do realize Saturday's like 2 days away.
Yeah, I'm going up there today. I'm actually leaving after this, after I get through with y'all, and I got to make one stop in Madison, then I'm headed up there to kind of start coordinating all that crap.
Well, it sounds like a good time.
Yeah, it is. It's a good event. So back to that part, though, I'm talking to these guys, and I've already got the banner made, right? I've got these big banners made that we hang behind the stage, and then, of course, we got our sponsor stuff. You would know the day after I get the banner made, I get a phone call from Ashley again, or a text. I don't remember how it came. She said, hey, what do you think about getting Turtle Man up there? I said, Turtle Man? Are you talking about the yee-yee-yee guy? She said, yeah, Turtle Man. And I'm like, what are the odds of that? You know, I mean, how are we going to get Turtle Man here? She said, well, Ronnie and I have a contact with Turtle Man. We've done some stuff jointly, maybe through some of the TV stuff or actually maybe some other work they were doing in Louisiana. I'm not exactly sure how they knew each other. But anyway, a few days later, I get a call from Turtle Man. I mean, it's crazy. And he said, you know, we talk on the phone for a minute. Picture this. He's in Lebanon, Kentucky, which is, you know, 600 miles from here, I think. Mm-hmm. I know it's a long way. I don't even know where Lebanon, Kentucky is. But anyway, now Turtle Man's volunteering to come. So, of course, now I'm starting to think, where am I going to put these people? Where are they going to stay? So I'm scrambling, trying to get hotel rooms, cabins, whatever we can get, you know, for them. Because most of them are coming simply to be – they're not charging us a penny. The ones that we are paying are simply – all we're covering basically is their expenses to get here. I mean, you got, you know, Moonshiner Mike coming 560 miles from his house to the lake. And I mean, you know, they're doing this at very, very minimal charge. So, you know, the other thing about when we talk about these guys from these reality shows or whatever you want to call them, these type TV shows, you know, all of them are real people. And you see that in them because not one of them yet has told us no to anything. I mean, reasonable. You know, Right. Everything's been, of course, you know, we'll do whatever. And so, you know, that's one thing I want to mention. These people are doing this. You know, some of them do get paid, obviously, but it's very, like I said, minimal. And most of them are doing it because they enjoy helping people.
Well, how can we help? I mean, we're not the Turtle Man or, you know, Forged in Fire or the Swamp People, but how can we get out and help what you're doing at the 12th Annual Snake Grabbing Rodeo, Jimmy?
I think you're doing that right now. You're giving us a voice. You're giving us an opportunity to come in and talk and, you know, get the message out, you know, people listen to this station, and I'm a conservative old guy, and I've listened to it for years. I've been in the studio a bunch of times, and I think what you're doing right now is a big plus for this event. And what I ask people to do, I mean, to keep in mind, this event is about, again, raising money for Corey. It's also about being able to come out and hang out with these people, meet them. You know, there's some kids out there that, you know, love to see Uncle Si and people like that. I mean, when they see them on TV, they think, oh, gosh, that's – but they want to – you know, it's an opportunity for them to come meet them. It's free to the public. That's the other thing I do need to mention. It don't cost you one penny to come to Lake Washington on this Saturday. At 4:30, we'll have a meet and greet with these guys. I'll run down that schedule in just a second if you want me to.
Well, you better hurry because we only got a few more minutes to go.
All right, 10 o'clock, the Snake Grabbing Rodeo kicks off. Well, let me back up. Friday night, Southern Thunder plays at 7:45 at Roy's Store. 10 o'clock Saturday morning, Snake Grabbing Rodeo kicks off. 2 o'clock, the weigh-in. That's when we come in and count the snakes. And then, of course, as soon as we count them, we take them back and release them back into the lake. 4:30, we got a meet and greet with all the people I mentioned in the flyer a while ago. At 7:45, we got Shake the Bucket, Bob Birchfield, and Shake the Bucket kickoff at 7:45 playing at Roy's Store Pavilion. So it's, you know, you got entertainment. You get to watch Snake Grabbing Rodeo. If you're scared of snakes, you get to watch the snake count and then the release of the snakes. And then you got an opportunity to meet all these people and an opportunity to help raise money to benefit Officer Corey Ray.
And someone said, if we can't make it to Lake Washington for the 12th annual Grab You One Rodeo, is there a GoFundMe PayPal account where we can donate?
Yes. The PayPal account is C Ray, benefit, the letter C, R-A-Y, benefit.
At gmail.com.
Yeah, thank you.
That, and I'm sure, too, if you go to Grab You One's Facebook page or you go to Corey, Praying for Corey's,
Corey Ray. You can inbox me, too, on the Grab You One page or on my personal page. That's fine. It's Jimmy, J-I-M-M-I-E, D. Nichols, Jr. And so you can inbox me if you want to ask questions about it later. I'll be willing to answer any questions I possibly can.
After all these years, has Uncle Si seen a snake?
You know, I don't know. I can't say that he hadn't seen one, but I can assure you he hadn't touched one.
And you don't either, to benefit what they're doing there at the 12th Annual Grab You One Outfitters Snake Grabbing Rodeo. It is this weekend at Lake Washington. Go online to learn more, or you can pay online or donate online at craybenefit@gmail.com on PayPal. Jimmy, you're welcome back anytime.
Thank you, ma'am.
All righty, y'all.
I'm going to mail Perez a snake. How about that?
Y'all stick with us. We got more for you coming up next.